Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I realize I'm going to ask the follow-up question first.
Okay.
How drunk were you?
Not at all.
How drunk was Buddy?
Not at all.
Why do you even have a car?
I don't
right
know.
Now?
Here's the thing. So last night, we go to dinner, and then on the way home, Buddy is driving my car home. And normally, I just pull it in the garage. But for some reason, when we pulled it into the driveway, he backed in the car and then stopped it in the driveway. I don't care. Not that big of a deal. Not typical, but it didn't make a difference.
Okay, so you normally pull into the garage, but you did not pull into the garage.
Yeah, he just
if
didn't.
If you were going to pull it, just lazy, doesn't, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
I guess
I'm not saying that as a, you know, because sometimes you just get lazy.
Yeah, oh, 25 feet. Back
yeah, I don't feel like
deal with this garbage.
Yeah. But you didn't. But he did not only just pull into the driveway. He backed into the driveway.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is weird.
Well, I usually back into the garage anyway. He just stopped before we got into the garage.
And you normally drive, but he drove.
Yeah. He was just driving last night. That's all it was. So it was like he stopped. I didn't think twice about it. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess we're just going to park the car tonight. Not a big deal. So we go inside. We're sitting there watching a little Game of Thrones.
Did you make out in the car or anything?
Nope.
Was there
nope.
any sort of distraction?
Nope. None whatsoever.
Joke telling?
Nothing. I mean, normal conversation.
Hey, buddy, I got a little something for you before I get out of the car. And then, you know, and then run. None of
and then
that.
Lock the doors.
None of that.
Hey,
yeah,
buddy,
none of that.
You ever heard of the phrase car date? Anything like that?
No.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing weird at all. So we just go inside and we each get some treats watching shows. And so we go up to bed. It was like 8:30 at this point. Go to sleep. My alarm clock goes off this morning. I get ready. It's 3:15 in the morning. I go downstairs. I make sure I have everything. 3:30 at this point. I'm looking around for
this
my keys.
This is a lot of detail.
Oh my God. But leads up to this. I go, so I start looking for my keys. I'm like, where are my keys at? For 30 minutes, I looked for my keys because I'm
sure.
Like, it's not here. They're not here. I looked up and we live in a 3-story house. It's a very narrow 3-story house. So I'm looking, I'm turning on all the lights. And
palatial
some
3-story.
Oh,
so
sure.
The bottom line, you look for 30 minutes and couldn't find your keys.
Couldn't find them anywhere. So finally I had to go to the bedroom and get Buddy. And I go, where are my keys at? So he drags himself out of bed. We start looking for him. He goes
How long does he look?
Probably about 5 minutes. And then he goes, wait a second. And then goes downstairs and goes to the car and just opens up the regular driver's side door. And they're sitting right there on the driver's side in the seat. And I'm like, what? What? So he left my keys in my car all night.
Took them out of the
ignition and
took
somehow.
Them out of the ignition and somehow they ended up sitting. Did he have an explanation?
Nope. I mean, it was just, it was 3:30, 3:45, 50 in the morning at that point. So it was like.
Yeah, but it wasn't 3:30 in the morning when he left him there.
No, but that's the whole thing is I didn't question it. And I'm
nothing
like.
Nothing happened at 8:30.
Nothing. That's the whole thing. I'm like, how did you leave my keys in the car all night and my car is still sitting in the driveway?
Wow. See, I would get it if, like my car has a fob, and they finally, in the center console, have put a little space that you can actually just put the fob.
Right.
You can sit it there. So I can see leaving my key in the car like that because it's not in an ignition or anything like that. Is it a key, like a key?
It's a key. Yeah, you put it in.
So he had to turn the car off, and he had the keys in his hand.
Yes. Your car's so fancy, you don't even have to put the key in?
Yeah, I just have a little
so
thing.
Bougie. You're so bougie.
He just,
he fights against the bougie.
I know.
But he's got to, oh, well, I drive a car, though. I mean, you have to put the key in.
In all fairness, I think Davey's car is the same way, so you're not alone in just the fob start.
Yeah.
So.
My point beyond the,
really?
The bougie.
He's push start.
You got fob start?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, beyond the bougie accusations, my point was, Buddy removed the key from the ignition. It's okay. I don't care.
It's facts, bro. It's true.
And somehow, in the process of opening the door to get out of the car, he went, whoops.
I'll
just leave these right here. it'll be more efficient in the morning.
But like, here's, I think like, I'm like, oh, okay, I can understand if I normally leave my keys in my car if it's in the garage, but I don't even do that. Like, we don't even do that.
Yeah. And doesn't this sound like some sort of plot that went awry?
Right.
Like the guy who was supposed to take the car to get the insurance money, he just screwed it up and he went to the wrong house. You know what I mean? Because not only did you leave it outside,
weirdly enough, which we never do.
Yeah, but he's the man.
And leave the keys in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Here, pals. You didn't, it's not like you left him in the visor.
Nope.
You know, or anything goofy like that.
But he's a mastermind of a car thief ring. He goes, okay, it's this kind of car. The keys are on the seat. Steal it. What kind of car is it?
Well, I started thinking about it too. I'm like, then how do I explain that to my insurance? Yeah, sorry, my boyfriend left the keys in the car.
What do you do at that point?
Exactly. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Chip Buchanan Show.
And welcome to Monday.
Yeah.
Hello.
The last Monday. Hello. The last Monday before we go back to school.
Right? Too early, man.
Enjoy it.
I'm a post-Labor Day guy. That's where I was raised. That's where it should be.
Yeah, Davey, are you excited because... And Faithlin is her first day of kindergarten?
Yes. First day of kindergarten.
Is that a big deal to be at that?
Oh, hell yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. For every year that we try and find a mom that'll let us go along on the process, we've got one right here in our own midst.
Wait, right?
Were you saying that you might have to miss it?
Well, yeah. I was trying to find somebody to cover for me next Monday so I could go be a part of it.
Why don't we just... And that's not possible?
Shaquan, I'm waiting to hear back from him.
Oof.
Yeah.
Why don't we just send you out? Why don't you just come in and do your job and then we'll send you out?
Okay.
What time does school start?
8:15. All right.
As long as we get that traffic situation figured out.
Sure, sure.
That's all.
That'd be awesome.
The traffic has to go from Izzy to us, and it's got to filter through Davey.
Yes.
So that may be the only issue.
Yep.
Kayla, do you think you can help with that? With the traffic one time?
Sure, I can totally figure that out.
Okay, now you're making voice and face, which is known as vase. You're making vase.
Oh, here's the issue, is that I have to go to Chicago later this week, so I don't know if I'll have enough time to get with Izzy to know how to do all that. So,
oh, yeah.
Well, I'll try She'll to make it work.
3 days? You don't think? Never mind.
Ooh, ask me.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I know. You're with respect, and you're my friend, you're worthless in this.
Absolutely
space.
Not, Chet.
Thank you. Thank you for confirming. We'll work it out one way or another.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out somehow.
That'd be awesome.
Well, you know, you should.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
And we should all benefit from it.
Yeah, I know. I'll record for sure.
Yeah, you have to do something.
Oh, no, live.
Oh, we can do that too.
You don't record nothing.
Okay.
Live.
Cool.
Here's the issue is that Davey's
oldest child. Goes to kindergarten.
It's very cool.
The first child of the... Well, that's not true. Amy Sweet has kids that are like 30 now. from back in the day. But yeah, but I don't think we never got school age with her.
No.
No, we did not.
Because Peyton...
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
Yeah. No, Lauren and JB's kids weren't old enough.
No.
So this is really the first deal. It's the first show kid. The first show kid that while they're still a member of the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you have to.
Okay. Sounds great.
If I can do a show from Los Angeles with that little box, you can do 10 minutes from
you're right.
Sunrise Mountain.
Yeah.
It is on the other side of town, though, from where we're at, so that should be an interesting hike.
Oh, to make it there in time?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I think I'll be okay.
He'd probably have to leave at like 7.
Fine. That's fine. That's fine. So it's done.
Yeah. Yeah. We just agreed to it. It's been signed.
Speaking of school, which class in high school did you slack off in and now you wish you hadn't? Of course, they did a survey on this. Where does all this money come from to care about these things?
Yeah.
What class do you wish you'd have tried a little harder in, Spence?
I think drama. If I had known exactly what I was going to do in my career, I think being more focused on theater stuff would have helped as opposed to playing sports.
Did you do drama at all?
I was in Hello, Dolly.
Of course you were. Were you Dolly?
Yes, I was.
No, really?
No, I was just there. Ensemble.
Yes.
Kayla, what do you wish you'd have paid more attention to?
Oh, anatomy. Mainly.
Why?
Because I always struggled in science. So, like, I took a couple of, like, science classes later on in college when I was doing engineering for a short second. And it was just, like, I never really paid attention at all in anatomy because I didn't think I'd use it at all. I found that.
Do you use it?
No, but I think it would be a fun. I feel like I would know more about the human body.
Yeah,
than
yeah. If you
but
came up and said, "No wrong answers. What's his pancreas about?" And she could go, "Well, Chet, the pancreas."
Yeah, when we start doing innards talk.
Yeah, sure. next podcast.
The next bit that we do, name that innard.
Yeah, guts talk.
Yeah, that'll come.
No,
that'll
but be. I feel very like I don't have.
I don't know that we need to belabor the fact that you wish you knew more about anatomy.
Yeah.
Even though it does you no good.
Doesn't mean I didn't want to know more about it.
Again, the belaboring. I'm not sure. Davey?
Government, only because I really glazed over and just did the bare minimum for the quizzes and tests. And there's constantly, and it's not like I'm a big political guy because I'm not, but I have to Google certain things because I just forgot. I learned them in school, but I just don't remember the fine details of stuff.
I would have worked harder at Spanish. I would have worked harder at Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? And I would have taken French. I would have. It was a possibility. We could take Spanish, German, and French.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really close to doing the German. I don't even know why.
Yeah, it's pointless.
Yeah, what is that?
I mean, it really is. It's going to be a dead language in a matter of time. Nobody's speaking it anymore.
Really?
Don't you have a German friend?
The Germans are.
Well, they do.
Aren't they?
We don't listen to him. Mainly because we don't know what he's saying.
Did you see Torben this weekend?
No, last weekend. But,
oh, you did? Oh, okay. Yeah. He's this guy.
Dave the Show Killer.
Sure.
But to your point, Spanish, my God, you're absolutely right. I wish I would have focused more on Spanish.
I wish I'd have been better.
Yeah.
No, you know what I got out of Spanish? Because for our fourth year, I took 4 years of Spanish. So if you get me in a situation where everybody's talking around me, but it's kind of Spanglish, then I can hang. I can hang. But really, the fourth year of Spanish, they brought in an exchange student, and we just went to the other room, and it was kind of semi-structured, but we were just supposed to learn to be able to talk. And all I learned, you guessed it, all the dirty words.
Yeah, of course.
Get up. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
Total, what do you call it? Like a preview of my greatest person in the world today, because both these guys are going to be it. When I'm old, I want to be this guy or these guys, because when I don't even have kids to ship me off to a home, who's going to ship me off to a home?
Your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, probably. Sooner rather than later. The staff at a nursing home in Germany panicked late on Friday night. 2 men had escaped. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Have you ever had relatives in a nursing home?
Yeah, yes. my grandfather.
Okay, and was there always the one guy who kept trying to get you to open the back door?
My grandfather.
And your grandfather was trying to get you to help him escape?
Yes, he hated the nursing home.
Was there ever somebody like who you didn't even know?
Oh no, not that I can recall.
There was an old guy when my grandma was in the home, and she was just recovering from a surgery, so it was more like a rehab thing. There was a dude who had no legs, and he's like, "All you gotta do. Just open the door. I'll give you $20." I was like 12 years old. $20 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I was like, so then finally I go, finally I was entertaining the thought. I went, show me the $20. And he goes, well, I'll owe it to you. Like, no. So these guys had escaped, two dudes had escaped the nursing home in Germany late Friday night. So they called the police. Cops searched and searched. Finally found them at 3 a.m. at the Wacken Open Air Festival in Schleswig-Holstein, Germany. The world's biggest heavy metal festival. This year's festival included Judas Priest, Vince Neil, and literally hundreds more bands. Cops did not say when they found, or the cops say that when they found the men, that they were, quote, disoriented and dazed. You draw your own conclusion.
Sure.
And did not want to leave. Unfortunately for them, the cops made them go back to the home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.